Karen Marangio. I work at Monash University. I work with teachers and pre-service teachers, so that's my research, is psychology teacher education and psychology curriculum in schools. So I am incredibly fortunate to work with the most wonderful teachers who are very, very passionate about the discipline of psychology and about teaching of psych. Quite committed. Teachers who go into schools and teach psych tend to be quite committed to teaching the subject, and their students love it. So in Victoria, for instance, one in three Year 12 students study psychology. It is incredibly popular. So it's incredibly popular around Australia where it's taught. So unfortunately, New South Wales, the only way you can study psych at Year 11 and 12 is through the IB schools, the International Baccalaureate schools. So we miss out there, and that's probably a sticking point that has actually stopped the teaching profession from growing in this area more nationally. So here with AusPlat and the SciEd interest group, we're really keen to engage with teachers. So my research, and I will say this, I was a teacher for a number of years, so now I've gone into academia, but my research shows that teachers are passionate about the discipline but feel disconnected with the tertiary sector. So AusPlat is now trying to build that bridge of bringing them all together across Australia so that they can work together, have kind of a national profile and raise the nature of the discipline and the use of the discipline and how fantastic it is in schools, and also connect on a different level. So here we've got secondary, tertiary educators all passionate about teaching psych or communicating together. So it's great to have AusPlat 2023 has over 25 teachers presenting, which is a fantastic mix here today.
Why do your students want to study psychology?
I'm Alicia Muller. I work at Halebury College. I'm also a head of house of 100 girls, which I think is particularly pertinent to what I teach. They like psychology because it relates to them, and it's fun. Kids like knowing about themselves, and they like knowing how the things that they do in the classroom, how it connects to them in a real world level. And so when you teach psych, you can kind of say to them, this is stuff that you will take away with you, and you can apply this to every other subject that you do, and you can apply it beyond, you know, your secondary studies to general coping skills, knowing how to appropriately sleep, your mental well-being, so on and so forth. So it's just a fun thing for them to do, really. It's not like nothing else that we teach.
I'm Jane Schinkel, and I teach at St Hilda's School on the Gold Coast. And in Queensland, psychology's only just been introduced as a new subject, so really popular. But at the moment, I'm finding our students are picking up because it is a new subject and not necessarily knowing about it and what it could lead to. So I think it's an exciting space to be working in as a teacher in Queensland, but making sure that the students can see what studying psych at school could lead to now having the connections here, the tertiary educators.
Lynn Hendley. I'm in curriculum, but taught psychology for 32 years at Launceston College. Our subject, psychology, was the first taught in Tasmania in 1976. It was the first time it was introduced in anywhere in Australia. So it has been around for a long time and has gone through many phases. So initially social psychology it was, and then behavioural studies, and now there is some separate psychology and sociology courses. And it's a little bit different to some of the other states because it is actually covered in one single year. The students choose it because they see the connection to many of the fields. They also think it helps them with their everyday life. And many of those students want to go on to university to do psychology. But even if they're not, if they're just going other places to out to the workforce, they can see the link there.
So my name's Stephanie Walton, and I'm teaching at Trinity Grammar School in Kew, and so I agree with what everyone said, that the students usually pick psychology because they really love psychology. It gives them real world applications outside of their life currently. You know, it's really going to be useful for them in many years to come. It's also useful for them when they're actually studying. You know, thinking about how do you actually learn, how do you remember, how do you deal with stress and so on. But what I found quite interesting is that it is the third most popular subject in Victoria behind English and general maths, but there's a lot more girls doing it than boys. And I've recently transferred to an all boys school, and it's sad to see the numbers are not so large at the all boys schools as what they are at the all girls schools or at the co-ed schools. And I think part of that is also because of a lack of understanding in people outside of psychology about the careers that psychology can lead to. Mm-hmm. So perhaps the boys are not necessarily told not to do psychology, but there's an emphasis on them doing other things which are more stereotypically boyish studies, you know, and they're pushed into other areas, and sometimes they don't realize that psychology could be equally as useful and interesting to them as what it is to the girls. So that's something that now that I've gone to an all boys school, I really want to try and change that, I guess, that perspective of what psychology is and where psychology can take you.
To what extent do the students who take psychology moderate or improve their own personal behavior and interactions? Do you see a flow-on effect with them coping with, you know, being a teenager is a very traumatic time, and also there's bullying as well. Do you see any correlation between studying psychology and better behaviour?
So I'll speak under the lens of being a head of house. So I look after 100 girls, as I said before, in terms of their pastoral and discipline well-being. I find that the girls who have done psychology, they know themselves better, they're more self-regulated, and I think they employ better coping skills, whether that be in terms of their own stress, in terms of how they're engaging in diet, exercise, sleep, and how they're studying. So, I mean, it's all anecdotal evidence, of course, but yeah, I find that it does kind of help them. And I think that their how they think about themselves, metacognition, I guess, it's a lot more developed comparative to the kids who don't do psychology.
Hi, I haven't spoken yet. My name's Kate Gallagher. I'm from Halebury College as well in Melbourne. And I was going to say, just anecdotally speaking to parents as well, I find is really interesting. A lot of times, because I guess we don't hear about what the students are doing at home, and the parents often are saying, oh yes, my son or daughter is coming home and talking about how important sleep is, or about this anecdote that we've discussed in class. So I think it does promote those kind of conversations with their parents at home, which is really important. And I think in general, as Leish was saying, it's just encouraging them to have a greater awareness and understanding of themselves and what's important for their own well-being. So, yeah, there's definitely lots of positives from my perspective.
I would agree with what you said in terms of definitely going home and speaking to the parents and the students sharing, you know, different techniques that they might have come across in terms of revision and so on. And it's really lovely to see that, you know, when you go into the library at school, that the boys might have like their phones on, like they put these locks on their phones. It's like, you know, have you seen them? So that they don't access their phone because they know about distraction, mm-hmm. and they know about, you know, the short-term memory and the long-term memory and how it works and so on. But I think one of the things which is really missing is the fact that psychology, it's only on the curriculum in year 11 and year 12, and it's not in year 10. So if you're at some schools, like most schools will offer a year 10 elective, some schools may offer a year 9 elective, but there's no what are they offering, and how detailed is it, how rigorous is it, how well does it lead into VCE or any of the other psychologies, is it just a replication of it in year 10? I think that we've got the personal and social capabilities in the Victorian curriculum, and I'm not sure what we've got in the other curriculums, but obviously we talk about some of the things to do with, you know, well-being in general. But if we don't have embedded well-being systems in the school, then it's really leaving it to the psychology teachers in year 11 and year 12, and we need to start integrating that earlier on. Better. I mean, there's no real reason why it couldn't be one of the key sciences that is taught all the way in the after 10 curriculum, rather than it waiting until an elective option in the senior school.
Yeah, just that adding on to that, I think that's one of the power. We've been trying to get psych into the Australian curriculum for a long time now, but we're not going to do it unless we have a professional body behind, sitting behind and supporting the discipline. So we can see part of AusTOP, which we formed, just an informal network of teachers across Australia, starting to work together with AusPLAT, with the psychology APS, Psychology Education Interest Group, to help and DPRET to help raise the profile of the discipline and the nature of it and working in schools. Now, some of our issue is in F to 10 curriculum is we need to get better at communicating what psych is as a discipline. We know what it is, but a lot of people out there have misunderstandings. And how it can connect with other subjects and use a similar language that's already in the curriculum. Across Australia, except for Tasmania, it's really part of the science curriculum. So all of you are here today, you actually use a very similar framework from that science, from the Australian science curriculum, science inquiry skills, science as a human endeavour, psych understandings, and all the capacities or the general capabilities. So you've got a language, and I know you use it, yep. So you've got a language that you can share to start a starting point. So some of my research looking at support for teachers and teaching of psych in schools is helping psych teachers share that language with others, say science teachers, and also helping science teachers be open to this brand new, a brand new sexy subject, which a teacher once called it. And that's what happened actually in Victoria when it was embedded as a high stakes subject in 91. It just took off because it was like this brand new sexy subject, which one teacher told me. And that's what I'm seeing in Queensland now. It's fantastic to see it generate so much interest. And then on the side of that one, then it's trying to support those teachers in schools. That's still an ongoing issue, and everyone here will probably be able to say about support for new curriculum and what happens from there to help that change as well. But you're well networked. Actually, psych teachers are better networked than any other teacher, any other subject. Would you agree with me on that? Because you don't have, probably because you don't have an association as such. But you're very generous with your work. Anyway,
I was going to just add to what Karen was saying about, you know, sort of the resources that we have as psych teachers, but I was also going to touch on that and say there are negatives, I guess, from a perspective of being in a class as a science. I feel like other science teachers don't really accept us as a true science, and so we kind of sit on our own in our own little office, and then when we sit in science meetings, the science meetings are about things that are completely irrelevant to us, and there's just this constant stigma where we're not really accepted as a true science, and we have to always argue the point of why we are, and that gets a little bit tiresome, and I suppose that then inhibits our ability to perhaps embed psychology from 7 to 10 because nobody really sees the value in it as an actual science. That's just my perspective, but
So my work now, and with all the pre-service teachers, we make sure we have common science lectures, common science events every single week, so that other science teachers who are non-psych communicate together and work out the values of interdisciplinary work. But it's a two-way street, and we've still got a lot of work to do there.
So Tasmania psychology fits into HASS, which is Humanities and Social Sciences. Under that umbrella, it's the biggest umbrella. I'm the curriculum lead of that for the state, and has 26 subjects. And so it fits quite nicely there because it's got other subjects like geography as well. But the science always invite us, you know, for a display or anything like that. They acknowledge us, and so we're always invited. But we have been around for a long time now, and our teaching body, we know each other really well, and we share resources really well. And it's usually science or English who are trying to fight to get us, because again we're a popular subject, and we've been popular since 1970. So other than those subjects like maths and English, we're the next one. So we've been popular. There's always some other subject that might pop in every now, like health studies or sport science. But interesting to go back on your comment about how there's very little males. In the 70s, early 80s, it was predominantly males, and it's had a big flip. Yeah. But I think it's not so much. I think there are other choices for them as well. So they are seeing things like sport science and and the new technologies probably. Thank you.
Do you feel you know enough about psychology in higher education, and do you feel the people in higher education doing psychology, teaching psychology, know enough about what you do?
No.
I'm Catherine Dixon. I'm a VCE psychology teacher, but also a teaching associate at a university at Monash University.
Perfect. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that when I asked the question, but you're the one. Yeah.
The answer is no. I think there's a huge disconnect between what we do in our curriculum and even to do with assessment, how we deliver content, the scope of the content, and then what students are then expected to do in university differs vastly. And I don't think it necessarily sets them up in the best way possible. But at the same time, we want students to do psychology. We love psychology. We want that students to have those skills to go out into the big wide world and do these things. So I think there needs to be a lot more communication between the secondary and tertiary levels. But I think hopefully we can start heading in that direction.
Maybe Tasmania sits very different here. So I'm the curriculum lead of HASS. I'm also the writer of the syllabus, and I've written it about five times. On my writing party, I have university teachers and lecturers on there. They have to feed into me at what they want our students to have their skills. So I value their import into the writing group. And so they're one of our critical friends on our writing party. And they will say to us, particularly the students that come through are well prepared, are really well prepared. They understand study, they understand data, they know that process because we undertake an investigation project. It's different to the VCE. They have way more free range, so what topic they're allowed to do. And so that's their feedback to us. I wouldn't say it was perfect. And I would say that when we have new people come to the university from interstate to take up other positions, that they don't understand. But we do have people in the university who've gone through psych and have studied psych and research psychologists there. So, yeah, and some of my past students are there.
We were just talking before, earlier on this morning, about how we think it's really important, and perhaps this is something that we need to do more of, and that's get people from university or university-type institutions to come in to professional learning for psychology teachers and share the contemporary research which is being conducted in the universities, because there's a emphasis in the VCE now on having contemporary research in our assessments. But many of us might not know what that is or what it looks like. And I think to build those connections so they understand what we're doing, but also we've got a big better understanding of the research that's being conducted to keep us up to date is something that's important.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. In our PL that I organise, we do have that connection. So, I mean, we're built on a long time of doing this, and we have a professional body called TOBS, Tasmania Teachers of Behavioural Studies, of which I am also the president of. And we have those students come in and explain their research. We have a research lecturer come and explain ethics to us the last time as well. He was absolutely fantastic, and I think we have a recording of him. And so there'll be other things that we use, but it is a really good establishment. I'm not quite sure who writes your curriculum, although I'm meant to because I'm my counterpart.
Across all curriculum authorities, so every panel will have people from tertiary sector, will have different stakeholders, so there's certainly that spread. And there are conferences in every stage that will bring people in, but there is a lack of professional learning. So we're talking about 60,000 students across the state studying year 11 or 12. So that's thousands and thousands of teachers. Mm-hmm. So for some, getting access to that is really, if you're remote or regional, you think of Queensland and how big that is and how dynamic as they're starting to teach, it's really hard sometimes to access those avenues. And online can only do so much, particularly when you need that time and space and dialogue to actually process what you're doing and work towards curriculum making in powerful ways. But teachers are working together so well and supporting each other in this space. It's incredible.
Is there anything surprising that you've learnt from teaching your students about psychology and about human behaviour? Because teaching always has to be a two-way street.
Interesting question. I guess I work at an all-girls school, so the subject is really popular. And I think the difference of just working with girls, they're more willing to share and be open, and having small classes of 8 to 15 students means that when we are going through, you know, the different contents and topics, that they're willing to share their experiences, which can sometimes be really powerful and allows them to make those connections a lot easier. But it can sometimes mean, as the teacher, being able to facilitate what's appropriate and not appropriate in that space as well, which is always going to come with its challenges.
I'd probably just say, reflecting on the question, because it's a hard one, just that, like, psychology brings people together. I didn't realise, like, the kind of power that the subject has, I guess, to build those relationships with the students and them with each other. I guess I haven't got that much experience teaching other subjects as much, but I certainly would say in a science class or, like, other subjects that I've had some experience with, I don't feel that. I suppose it could be my connection to the material, but I just feel the students are kind of bonded because we are talking about personal experiences. And yeah, that's probably my one takeaway.
I was just thinking, seeing students get familiar or more comfortable with sitting in the unknown space, I think as teachers we get really used to thinking, oh, it's just interesting that this happens, we don't quite understand it fully, there's more research going into this, but students are quite shocked that there isn't always a concrete answer for every way that the human mind works. So seeing them get more used to and more comfortable sitting in that space of the unknown and then being able to challenge things, I think is really rewarding. And seeing the way their brains work, going from more concrete to more abstract, is quite inspiring, really.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a great.
Yeah.